You're listening to a Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for Chemist Warehouse. Hurry in now for half-price vitamins and cosmetics.
Here he is, the 30th Premier of our great state, WA, Mark McCown. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Claresy. Thank you for having me.
Mark, I'm sure you know we've been very excited here amongst the team and the greater team at Mix 94.5. We have a big high school reunion locked in for October 9 at the Newport in Frio, and we just want to get you to cast your mind back to the Coffs Harbour Senior College days. Were you out the dance floor at the discos, mate? What was going on?
Well, I graduated from high school in 1984, which, you know, to me doesn't seem that long ago, but apparently it's 36 years.
Yes.
Coffs Harbour High School, Northern New South Wales. And that song you just played, I Sent a Message by NXS, that was big when I was in Year 11 and Year 12. No, I just graduated from public school there and went off to university. Our high school graduation was a dinner at an RSL club. Again, not something to speak here.
Well, how coffs is that?
Have you been back to a high school reunion, Mark? I mean, you're famous Australia-wide now. It's a great time to go back.
As far as I'm aware, there's never been a high school reunion, and if there was, they didn't ask me. So, no, never been. I'd love to go to a high school reunion, to see all the kids I went to school with, but
people in Coffs going, whatever happened to that McGowan character? What's he doing now?
Yeah, the guy that led the debating team, that guy.
Well, it's a different world, as the eastern states, so they really don't know much about us, and so it's a different world over here to there. But I left New South Wales when I was 17, so it's a long time ago.
There you go.
Oh, we've softened you up with the fun stuff now. Let's get serious.
Yeah, let's talk business, Mark.
I would love a high school graduation. Have you all been to one?
Yes. Yeah, I did have one of those at Greenwood.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
I honestly don't remember.
Mark, don't worry. You'll be getting an invite to our high school reunion.
Yeah, of course.
We'll see you at the party.
I would love that.
Yeah.
But when you go, I suppose, people might have aged a little bit. Is that the main...
It is weird, but that's a weird moment where you're talking to... I went to a 20-year one and these 37-year-old bodies, but they were still like 17-year-olds in their minds. It was quite bizarre.
True that. Now, Mark, look, there's lots of talk about borders and lots of talk about how many people can come home. And we know there's about 27,000 Aussies trying to get home from overseas at the moment. And since March, more than 600,000 already have come back, which is huge. But current limits are about 4,000 per week. What can we do about that? We've got a situation where we've got a work colleague who has a pregnancy coming with a surrogate in Ukraine, just like the story that's been in the news this week, where they're about to go and pick up their child and quite concerned that they're going to get stuck there and not be able to get back in. What can we do about trying to change these borders to more compassionate grounds where people are maybe assessed on an individual level rather than just being knocked back by the plane?
Yeah, I can see how that would be a big issue for that person. So that's a very serious situation. Obviously, to get a baby is a very important thing. Look, the international borders are difficult because we have restrictions on the numbers, so we can handle the numbers of people coming in and quarantine them. But obviously, someone like that is a very, very special case. So I just urge them to make their case known, especially to the federal authorities that control the borders, and make sure that they have a route in. Now, the planes, the international airlines, difficult for us to control when they do and don't fly, but they do fly. They do fly, and we get an international flight basically every day. Sometimes it's a matter of money, unfortunately. There has been suggestions the Commonwealth should put on charters and flights and that sort of thing. So it's obviously a big issue for this person.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I've been a huge supporter of what you and your government have done during this crisis. I think you've handled it really well. We've had a fantastic run so far. I know we keep talking about what will happen if we do one day get a vaccine, but that doesn't look likely in the near to middle sort of future. Are we going to have to start thinking about a life lived with COVID as a reality and start having more flexibility within people coming into the state, even from interstate?
Well, if they have no community spread in the east for 28 days, well, then obviously we can look towards dealing with the interstate border. But the international border, I don't know when that comes down because obviously the instant we drop it without a vaccine, the virus will come back and then we'll have to close down parts of our economy. There's no easy answers here. And I don't want it to come back because we have a good life here and we have more jobs and we have a stronger economy and we don't have people dying, I don't want it to come back. So I'm very much the case that we need to be very cautious about the borders, both interstate and international.
Everything you say in your position, Mark, gets analysed and overanalysed, particularly at this point in time with what's going on. But what do you think about the criticism when you suggested facilities like Christmas Island could be used for Aussies returning home to pop them in there for a couple of weeks, and then people have come out and criticised you saying, look, there are dangerous sex offenders over there, and that's very dangerous for the potential of people being there. How do you feel about that kind of criticism?
Well, in a way, it's unwarranted. Christmas Island, if we need to get Australians home, it should be made available for Australians, not for foreign criminals. Mm. If there's foreign criminals to be deported, deport them. But Christmas Island was used in February for people, Australians returning from China,
yeah,
by the Commonwealth government. It's there. It's a big Commonwealth facility. There's hundreds and hundreds of beds. Mm. We have other defence bases and the like around Australia. I mean, if we want to get people home from overseas, we need to look at lateral solutions, you know, look at interesting ways of doing things if we want to increase the load. And that's what I've said to the Commonwealth government.
And so on a state and a federal level, if there was a situation where we could guarantee more security and more hotel quarantine areas or areas in Australia where we can bring people in, would that be a good enough reason to up the limits to let more in? Is it just because we want to be able to control it?
If it could be done securely. So what happened in Victoria with these big outbreaks was there was problems in their hotel quarantine. Because you have too many people, you have too many security guards, you have too many opportunities for problems. If the Commonwealth could help us, if they could use defence bases, Christmas Island, isolated facilities, that'd be great. And then we could increase the numbers. So that's what I've said to them. I actually don't think it's unreasonable to say the state's doing all of this work at the moment. If you can help a little bit, we can up the numbers.
Premier, at the beginning of this crisis, it did seem we had, for the first time in a long time, sort of a consensus in our government, so between state and federal. It feels like that's starting to fracture and fall apart. How's your relationship with the PM these days?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
To talk to.
Yeah.
I just find that, there should be a bit more cooperation about these things. I mean, just... getting all these things sprung on you in press conferences isn't very nice.
No.
Sure. So all I'd say to the Commonwealth is we need to work together to solve these problems. I mean, people, Australians have been overseas now. You know, it's amazing how many Australians live overseas.
Yeah,
yeah.
So this problem's now been around for months and months. But, you know, the other point I'd say is generally for Australians overseas, they need to be patient. We're trying to control the virus here, so they need to be patient. I know there's a problem. We're not going to get everyone home overnight. They just need to be a bit patient.
Yeah.
Seems like a total slap in the face when the airlines will sell you all a flight and then knowing that they can't get you here.
Yeah, it is hard to control what the airlines are doing, especially when they're knocking people over and over. Hey, Mark, thanks for your time this morning. Just a reminder, keep October 9 free because we'll get you Coffs Harbour style back on the dance floor, mate. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Okay, girls, let's go get them.
Come on. Get the old crew back together. Reunion! Mix 94.5's High School Reunion with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. For ABC Blind Spring Savings, get up to 40% off. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. We are doing a High School Reunion.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, Friday, October 9th at the Newport Hotel. We're going to have a party.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We wanted to get together with our Mix listeners again, have something really vibey, have a good time.
Yeah,
and
play some great tunes as well.
Yeah, if we make it a high school reunion, it gives us an opportunity to dress up and play those tunes, and we just want to really get dancing and have a good time.
Oh, yes, high school. When I was at my best.
Yeah.
Ted, don't say that.
Well, I think the thing is, too, we really want to have a party, and we guarantee you it's going to be a very vibrant night.
Okay.
Right?
Vibrant.
People,
that's in writing
good
from Kim McKay.
Oh, it's in the contract.
People are bang up for this party. We don't want the kind of high school reunion that we actually get in reality.
Certainly don't.
Yeah. Hello, hello. Hello, class of 95. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. I'm your head girl and reunion organiser, Leanne.
Nerd!
Look, ignore the nightclub next door. The real party tonight is in this room. It is so good to see you all. We're going to kick off the night with some apologies for those who couldn't make it. Joseph
can't join us tonight. He did make his NASA dream come true. He is on a space mission right now. And Teresa also can't make it because she's building a school for girls in Nepal. Dave, John and Mark all send their regards from Casuarina.
Woo, my boys!
Thanks, Darren, good to see you here, and great that there's no hard feelings between you and Kelly, or Lynn, or Miranda. Tonight is going to be great, guys. I've organised a bunch of games.
Fun games.
And be sure to go around and look at all the photo boards around the room. As a bit of a treat, we have managed to get the old band back together, the Live Wires.
Hey guys, we're still playing gigs down at the local tavern. Come down, check us out.
Quick shout out to those of you who lived up to your most likely to awards. Julie, most likely to live with 20 dogs. Well done.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Lauren, most likely to win an Oscar. Oh, we saw you in the Spud Shed ad. Great job.
Hey, beautiful.
Well done.
And Barry, our footy star, most likely to join the Eagles. Our kids love you as the assistant coach at AusKick, so keep it up.
Oh, you might.
We are so pleased you could all be here. Have a great time. Try the punch. And there's more to come. Have a great night. Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry, if you drive a red Corolla, license plate, sexy gal, you've left your kids in the car. Thank you.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up.
He's a West Coast superstar, and he's our man inside the Eagles. It's Tim Kelly with Claire's Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
For budget car and truck rental, better book with budget.
So we're finally down in this weird short AFL season.
Yep.
To the final round of the AFL setup. Before the finals, of course. Shorter games, shorter season, all the rest of it, but no short of talent. He's proving that in the recent weeks. Star recruit, Tim Kelly. How are you, mate?
Hey guys, good morning. I'm going well, thank yourselves.
Yeah, we're good, buddy. Hey, good to hear your voice. And before we get to the important football questions, the hard-hitting questions, we're doing a high school reunion. Now, are you still in touch with your high school buddies, and do you ever get together? Have you been to a high school reunion?
No, I haven't been to one of my high school reunions so far. I've got a few of the boys who I keep in contact with. Yeah, probably don't catch up with enough of the guys as I should. But, I went to Melville Senior High School. So I finished up there in 2011. Mm-hmm. But, going on nearly 10 years now. So,
oh, yeah, 10-year coming
yeah,
up.
It's yeah, coming up.
I forget you're a young man.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we know who got picked first in the footy team. Go with Tim. Yeah, we'll take Tim. Why wouldn't you?
Tim, a virtual Brownlow medal event this year. No red carpets, no dresses. Is it a relief for you? I mean, to me, it always looks like a boring evening, but I'm not in the running, so.
It's going to be a bit different. It is a bit of a relief. I'm sure it is for the girls. I think it's more of a headache night for them.
Mm.
Preparation goes into it. It's a bit different for the guys. You just pretty much organise your suit probably a day or two before the event and go from there. But, the girls, it's a whole different ball game. But, it is what it is. It's going to be a bit enjoyable watching it from the TV, but it is a good night as well. It's a good night to be a part of. So, it is what it is. I'll enjoy it from home.
Well, mate, we zoomed our wedding, so I can give you one piece of advice. Make sure your mute button is activated.
Otherwise, people hear you.
Yeah.
You're eating the snacks. Hey, Tim, North Melbourne, you can never underestimate those shin boners, but this will be an interesting one. Any chance that Simo's going to rest some players for this game and keep them fresh for the finals?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's getting rested this week. If you're in our best 22 and you're available, I believe he's picking the best side. So, obviously, we got Gov who did a hammy.
Yeah.
He obviously comes out, and we got Luke Foley, young Luke, coming in for his first game. So, it's exciting for him and his family. Gets to come in and don the jumper for the first time. So, Other than that, I reckon we're going to have a pretty strong side. Dom Sheed's back in the team. Bailey Williams comes back in. I think that Brendan Archie comes back in as well. So, yeah, there's been a few changes, but, we're definitely not taking this one lightly. North, they've had a bit of a tough year and probably haven't been going as well as they would have liked, but you just can't write them off. It's the last game of the year. There's no tomorrow for them. So they're going to hit us with everything. We're going to make sure that we rock up with the right mindset and get the job done.
TK, you mentioned some bloke called Dom Sheed. Has he done anything important in his career, this guy? What's going on there?
Oh, he's done a few things, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, Tim, you've got Luke Foley, as you said, getting a run. He's the sixth debutant this year for the Eagles. Wow. I mean, it's unheard of to have that many in the year, but the newbies aren't wishing injuries on anyone, but it is a great chance for them. And we sort of joked with you last week about you getting out there with the work experience kids, but man, you had a game. It went smashingly.
Yeah, look, I think I said last week it was important that, guys like myself really stood up. We had a number of our experienced players stand up and perform, which was good. And, in particular in that midfield where we were lacking a lot of experience, I thought Gaff and Nick Nat, especially in that last quarter, grabbed the game by the scruff. So, we get a bit more experienced players back in, but it's just important that we continue that momentum and finish the season off really strongly, put us up in a good spot, head for finals. So last week was a very important win. We've kept the pressure on a couple of the teams who are above us inside the top four, and it puts a bit of pressure on them to make sure they perform. And if they slip up, then obviously there's a chance we're in the top four. So we keep top four alive.
Sorry, buddy. I'm sure we all love a Queensland holiday, but there's nothing quite like getting home. Yeah. And you guys are getting on a plane very soon.
home tomorrow. Yeah. So, it's been a pretty good, a much better experience this time around. A lot more. We've had a couple more wins. It's just important we parked that. Everyone's looking forward to getting back home, but it's important we park that for now, focus on tonight. We can go home feeling really good about ourselves and enjoy the next, could be 10 or 12 days home. So, I'm sure everyone's really looking forward to it.
Hey, go get him tonight, TK, and then get on the plane and have a good trip home on the Big Bird.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Clearsy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. That's a really good news read, but here's what the news missed.
Matthew, what have you got this morning?
Well, thank you for asking, Claresy, because I know the impact that this segment has on you guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So you'll no doubt remember that last year seemed to be the year for people getting married to things that weren't human.
Yes.
True.
You remember? Oh, there were all sorts, weren't there?
Yeah.
Lots of inanimate objects.
Yeah. So I just thought it was time for an update.
Okay.
On how those relationships are going.
Yep.
Sure.
The woman who married the tree.
Oh, yeah. How's that working
that is
out?
Going brilliantly.
I thought it would. Yes. I had a feeling about those two.
Well, they've just celebrated their one-year anniversary.
Beautiful.
Kate says that marrying the tree that she calls Elder has been one of the best decisions of her life.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Lovely.
She visits with the tree 5 times a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going great guns. So that's awesome. The lady who married the train station.
Oh, yeah.
So they tapped on.
Yep.
We don't have any news on them, but from all reports, it's going okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, she's got guards looking after that one.
She does, yeah. But sadly, the woman, the Irish woman, Amanda Teague, who married the 300-year-old ghost of a pirate.
Oh, the pirate ghost.
Yeah, unfortunately, they have divorced.
Oh, no. What a shame.
Yeah, now this ghost, of course, which she believes was the inspiration for the character of Captain Jack.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Jack Sparrow.
Three hundred-year-old dead. They have divorced via an exorcism. So for the first time in history, no lawyers made any money out of it.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it was a lovely day for an exorcism,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
And she said that unfortunately she found that her husband at the time was an energy vampire.
Oh, okay.
And that her health had been suffering during the so a few red flags were being raised.
Yeah. A lot of red blood by the sound.
Yeah, so that hasn't ended well. But so one out of three, great. Yeah. Two out of three, we've got people searching into the train station.
Also, right, okay. I would feel she probably didn't need the exorcism. She could have just got it annulled, right? Or were they intimate?
Oh, it's much. Yeah, there's a lot.
It's complicated.
A little complicated. Yeah. There was property. You know, they had to do it. There was a treasure chest.
Yeah, there was a cutlass.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for Chemist Warehouse. Hurry in now for half price vitamins and cosmetics.